This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Too close to call means everyone to the wall. I'm not liking reading election news these days. This whole too close to call thing is driving me crazy. Worse, I feel like I'm being played. One source will say Trump is in the lead. Another will say Harris. Often they will say this on the same day based on polls, perhaps, or which way the wind is blowing, it seems. Trump is now a fascist, and Harris is a nincompoop, or whatever the Trump insult du jour might be. What that says to me is, pull out the stops, everyone to the wall. I was put on a progressive politics listserv recently. There are messages almost on the hour. A lot of great people and organizations trying to do great things. But then, there are still discordant notes. Harris can't be supported without demanding a ceasefire on Gaza, for example. For the life of me, I haven't seen anything that says Trump has even learned how to spell ceasefire when it comes to Israel. In fact, he seems to be saying the preposterous claim that no Jews should vote for Harris because he's all in on this war. What would be the point if you want peace or justice for Palestinians in voting for Trump? Or a marginal party standard bearer or not voting at all? How does that protest or political formula work out? I don't get it. Let's talk some more about fascism for a moment. Trump has been clear about what he wants to do and how he wants to rule, if reelected. Dictatorial, anti-democratic, and even fascist have all been name-checked as appropriate characterization of his positions and plans. The Trump-Vance embrace of Project 2025 is clear that if Trump is on for a second term, then comes the deluge. Who among us, brothers and sisters, would live comfortably with themselves in the future if, when called to oppose anti-democratic, fascist, and dictator-like government, they would not vote or be silent and not oppose such a program and the person who fomented it? Harris and Biden have their faults. Agreed. When do we ever get to vote for someone who is not the best of bad alternatives? That's the lot of progressives these days, even if we hope and plan on it not being that way forever. Nonetheless, it is a mystery to me how anyone doesn't understand how important it is to vote against Trump. That's just me. I don't get it. I'd vote for a mangy dog if this is the alternative. But even past the candidates, all the efforts at voter suppression need to be opposed. Right-wing billionaires have put $140 million into challenging the vote and into what they are euphemistically calling election security. Red state after red state have made it difficult to vote for many people, especially lower-income, elderly, and minority voters. No matter what happens in this election, we need to prove that elections can work and that people's voice can be heard, whether we like the message or not. This means that no matter what, people need to vote, not take a pass on this election. Whether I or anyone else gets it, everyone needs to vote now or on November 5th to protect what we have left of democracy. We're going to need that right to be protected for a chance at a better future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.